This programme is sponsored by the Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust, promoting regular live theatre organ concerts featuring the UK's premier organists at the Theatre Organ Heritage Centre in Eccles and the Stockport Town Hall on the world-famous Wurlitzer organ. For concert details, visit www.ltot.org.uk.
You're listening to Community Keyboards on Oldham Community Radio 99.7 FM with Ian Wolstenholm.
Hello again, and welcome to this edition of Community Keyboards on air and online, and a chance to hear a selection of theatre organ recordings, old and new, which have been recently included on Mechanical Music Radio's daily lunchtime programme, presented by yours truly. So it's music all the way then, starting this time with Ernest Broadbent, who bridged the gap between the end of the Reginald Dixon reign and the start of Phil Kelsall's tenure at the Tower Ballroom Blackpool Wurlitzer. This is the Phantom Brigade.
Thank you.
Ernest Broadbent playing the Phantom Brigade. Now, I know enthusiasts will be delighted to know that John Mann will be coming out of retirement to visit the Astoria Centre in Barnsley on the 9th of July, when he'll be sharing the bill with Mark Laughlin. Well, John was the organist who played the final concert in 2016 on the Portslade Town Hall Compton organ. And you may recall that in our April Theatre Organ Show, we included the piece Time Heals Everything from organist Ron Rode. I had a lovely email subsequently from a listener who asked to remain anonymous, but she told me that she really enjoyed the musical from where that item came and wondered if we could feature some more of the music from it. Well, here is John Mann at the Portslade Town Hall Compton with Jerry Herman's musical interpretation of the tumultuous relationship between Mack Sennett and Mabel Normand. Mack and Mabel. Thank you. John Mann at the Portslade Town Hall Compton with some of those melodies from Mac and Mabel. Time for a short break.
This programme is sponsored by the Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust, promoting regular live theatre organ concerts featuring the UK's premier organists at the Theatre Organ Heritage Centre in Eccles and the Stockport Town Hall on the world-famous Wurlitzer organ. For concert details, visit www.ltot.org.uk.
On air at 99.7 FM and online at oldhamcommunityradio.com, this is Community Keyboards with Ian Wolstenholme.
Simon Gledhill and one of his great arrangements, in that case featuring some of the many Hoagy Carmichael favourites, including, as I'm sure you recognise, My Resistance is Low, Two Sleepy People, One Morning in May and Up a Lazy River, played on the ex-Granada Clapham Wurlitzer now installed in Geneva's College Claparède. Well, two pieces back-to-back next, which both share the same title, Promenade. I count myself fortunate to have worked with the late Arnold Loxham several times at various dance time events in the Northwest. However, in the case of the late John Seng, only ever managed a brief pre-concert chat when he appeared in the UK some years ago at one of the original Pontins organ festivals. So Messrs Loxham and Seng take a promenade on the Blackpool Tower Wurlitzer and the St Mary of the Lake Mundelein Illinois Howell Wurlitzer organ, respectively.
Thank you.
Promenade Times 2 from Arnold Loxham and Johnny Seng. Now, as you'll be aware, this programme is made up largely of theatre organ tracks included in my daily programme on Mechanical Music Radio, and as you'd expect, the lion's share of music does come from mechanical instrument collections. Many such collections, for example, the Thursford and the Pipes in the Peaks, to name but a couple, have also a theatre organ centrepiece, and it's little wonder that mechanical music enthusiasts appreciate theatre organ music, and vice versa. So, to take us up to the break, let's hear the 97-key De Groot Steenput 786 Pipe Concert Fairground Organ from the James and Sherry Krugoff collection. I think you'll agree that there are many similarities between these instruments.
This programme is sponsored by the Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust, promoting regular live theatre organ concerts featuring the UK's premier organists at the Theatre Organ Heritage Centre in Eccles and the Stockport Town Hall on the world-famous Wurlitzer organ. For concert details, visit www.ltot.org.uk.
On air at 99.7 FM and online at oldhamcommunityradio.com, this is Community Keyboards with Ian Wolstenholme.
Thank you.
before the break, we heard the De Groot Steenput Fairground Organ, and there, from the same Krugoff collection, the four-manual 33-rank 1921 Wurlitzer, played by Walt Strawny, with, of course, Root Beer Rag. Now, I notice on social media that due to the church where it's installed having a new organ, Walt has his Allen STR4 flagship digital organ available for sale at the time of compiling this edition. Along with the organ, there are 16 cabinets and an external amplifier rack as well. So if you fancy acquiring this Allen organ, the negotiable asking price is $89,000. So while you email the bank manager, here's Gene Martin and the STR4's younger cousin, the GW4 model, with a medley of Karamia, Take Me to Your Heart Again, and As I Love You. Gene Martin on Alan GW4 Digital. Well, our final track comes from John Roland Red, who was an American musician, composer, pianist and organist. After moving to California in the late 1940s and getting involved in show business, Red became known as Kaula Pandit, a French Indian musician from New Delhi, India. However, Red was actually a light-skinned American man from Missouri who passed as an Indian. A path-breaking musical performer in the early days of television, Red is known for Kaula Pandit's Adventures in Music. The show was the first all-music programme on television. He also performed live on radio and made various film appearances, becoming known as the Godfather of Exotica. Well, Red maintained the Kaula Pandit persona, both in public and in private life, until the end of his life in 1998. Well, here he plays a fiery La Comparsita on the 434 Robert Morton organ in the Lorin Whitney Recording Studios in Glendale, California. Kaula Pandit at the Whitney Studios, Robert Morton. And that's about all we have time for in this edition. A reminder that, as always, you can replay any part of the programme from our website, www.communitykeyboards.co.uk, from where there are ways to contact the programme or indeed follow us on social media. And you can hear lots more theatre organ tracks with me every weekday between 1 and 3pm in the UK on www.mechanicalmusicradio.com. For the moment, this is Ian Wolstenholm saying thanks very much for listening. Take care, all the best, and bye-bye.
Community Keyboards with Ian Wolstenholme.